cartel hit squad boss caught in Mexican border state after shootout. By Cartel Chronicles on February 12, 2021. The leader of a cartel hit squad in Tamaulipas clashed with police while trying to avoid capture. The drug lord and two of his gunmen injured two officers before their arrests. The case took place this week in Ciudad Victoria in the Libertad neighborhood. Authorities were responding to a 911 call and spotted a man with a pistol on his waist. That man was identified as Jorge Juan El Castor Puentes Oluquin, the leader of a squad with the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas who had been sent to replace a previous leader. State police officers tried to arrest El Castor, but he ran inside a house. From there, he and his gunmen clashed with authorities. One officer sustained a gunshot wound to the midsection, while an investigator with the Tamaulipas Attorney General took a bullet to the chest but was protected by body armor. Authorities called for backup and were eventually able to arrest Edson Joel El Flaco Rodriguez Ruiz and Jose Javier Mezquitic Montoya. After a short foot chase, police grabbed El Castor. According to law enforcement sources, El Castor has a direct connection with CDN Los Zetas leader Juan Gerardo El Huevo Trevino Chavez. Authorities were able to seize two AR-15 rifles and a .45 caliber pistol. Investigators are trying to determine if any of the seized weapons were used in at least 8 local executions in recent weeks. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales from Tamaulipas.